Gamecast from MSN.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to your latest MSN Gamecast, your Christmas special. Who'd have thought we'd live so long? My name's Ian Lee. Nice to be here. I'm joined as always by Nick.
Ho, ho, ho.
That was unexpected. And Verity.
Hi.
And this is going to be kind of a special kind of Gamecast in that we're going to look back at the year. We're going to look forward to what's coming on, and we'll talk about Tomb Raider and we'll talk about Halo and rumours about Call of Duty. We normally talk about what we've been playing this month. Can I be honest? I've not played anything. We're in the middle, as I was saying earlier to you, Nick, of hopefully moving. We could be moving in 6 days' time, or we could be moving in 2 months' time. We just don't know. So everything is packed up in boxes. I have not... And I've been... I got sent the Red Dead Redemption Undead pack, that whole disc, so I was looking forward to that. I got sent from... It wasn't Atari. Maybe it was Activision. Apache... Not Apache Indian, he was a rap star from the 90s. Apache Attack or something. Basically, it's helicopters flying around shooting stuff. I like the look of that. I've not been able to play that. So
you packed away the whole games museum?
Everything is gone. It's in boxes. Some of the games museum, my retro games, I sold on eBay. I sold loads of them, yeah. I got rid of the Spectrum. This is the Roll Call of Death. I got rid of the Spectrum, the Commodore 64, the C64, the GameCube.
What have you... What? Why?
Do you know how much I got for it? Over 100 Spectrum games, all in all. 45, please. Someone got a bargain. And I could have done it separately, and I could have, you know, done it... And I could have made more money. I just thought they just have to go now.
Yeah.
And I got rid of my iBo as well. I had a first-gen iBo.
I don't know what an iBo is.
You do. The
Nick Taylor, get off this Gamecast immediately. Tekken Gadget's my bum.
Surely the Sony dog.
You know exactly what it is, a Sony robot dog. I got it with one of my early TV checks when I'd gone from signing on to suddenly earning money. And I had to order it from Japan. I had to get very drunk to order it because it was £1,600.
Never.
I sold it for £145.
I wish you'd have brought it in.
Oh, God.
I never saw one actually in the flesh.
It was first gen, and it wasn't very good. I thought it could do. I thought we'd be able to do more.
I bet if you'd held on to that, it would have been worth loads.
Well, I've held on to it for 11 years.
Yeah, it has been a while, hasn't it?
And it's worth nothing. And this guy bought it, and he was busy because he had a flood in his house. eBay's weird, isn't it? But this his poor wife came and picked it up. And I said, are you as excited to see this as my wife is to see it go? And she went, oh, God. And she was not looking forward to having little Raoul, as I called him. I think he's called something else now, wandering around. So it's been sad days, clearing out all my... What did you find? You found like an Amiga or something, didn't you? Your mum's attic or something?
I was clearing out as well. My old Amiga with half meg upgrade.
Oh, sweet. Oh, yes. Did you keep it?
Yes, it's still there. It's still there. And a very select amount of games. Yep. I've binned most of the games, to be honest, because there's just far too many. But I've still got a Frontier Elite 2. And Secret of Monkey Island with its 12 discs.
Yes.
Madness.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Gods as well. Do you remember Gods?
I don't remember Gods.
No. Amiga? I'd loved that for a while. And and a few other great old games.
Yeah.
But so it's still there. It looks a bit shabby these days, but
shabby chic.
Essential.
Nick, have you been playing anything? Because you look like a good boy. You look nice and tanned.
Yes, I have been on holiday.
I know, unbelievable. They pay you too much money.
Sadly not. Oh, but okay. I did manage to fit in a bit of gaming aside from my holiday.
He's tanned. Get me tanned in December. I hate it. Yes, go on, Nick. Carry on. So that's about the games you played.
A bit of Epic Mickey, which I was talking about last one.
Yes,
Epic Mickey, which is really, really good fun.
Yep.
And I'm slightly concerned Epic Mickey is going to get overlooked this Christmas and not really get the attention that it deserves.
Tuck into a mince pie.
Mainly because of the... I'm glad you're enjoying them. Everyone else has turned their nose up at the mince pie.
I love a mince pie, Nick. Thank you.
But I think the Mickey Mouse element in Epic Mickey could put people off because it might sound like it's just going to be another one of these crappy old Mickey cash-ins that we've had in the past.
Kids games.
Pretty much. But this is completely different to that. And if you love Mario games, you will really enjoy playing it. If you enjoyed Super Mario Galaxy 2, you will really enjoy Epic Mickey. And there's some really, really cool touches in it as well. Really good Disney stuff.
Yep.
Where they've gone deep into the archives and they found all these old characters and brought them back to life. And it's got the Fantastic soundtrack all the way through. That just feels like you're watching a Christmas Disney movie, really.
It's got really nice cutscenes, hasn't it?
Fantastic. Really nice, artily done stuff. And the graphics on it are spectacular. Yeah. I'd say that the best graphics I've seen on a Wii game, which is sounds like a backhanded compliment in a way, but it looks really, really great. So been
the thumbs up.
That. Very much so, yeah. So, like I say, if you like Nintendo-style platformers, if you like Mario, then, go and check it out.
If you don't like Mario, then surely you're dead inside, aren't you?
Well, you would think so, really.
Everyone likes a little bit of platformers, surely.
Yeah,
it's hard not to enjoy yourself when you're playing a game that's that fun.
If you don't like those games, then you're not a person I want to know.
No.
And Verity, you've not been playing either. You've been, busy.
Well, I...
Losing at pub quizzes, I've heard, rumour to be told. So you've had no hands-on...
Yes, I have. Haven't played much in new. I've been getting more involved with DJ Hero 2, which I talked about last time. I hadn't had time to play it much when we spoke last time.
Are you enjoying that?
Oh, I've been loving it. And, getting much more involved in all the different modes, doing the kind of the campaign, so to speak, the single player mode, but also party mode with a couple of friends, and that's been a lot of fun. But in terms of new stuff, I think Nick actually got sent the Red Dead Undead.
Yep.
Undead Nightmares. But I haven't had time to play it either.
There's not really anything out. Everything came out sort of last month before the last podcast.
Anybody
Christmas,
that
obviously.
Listened last time, we know we played loads. We couldn't stop talking.
Well, it went off a bit long. I kind of listened to the first half hour. I thought, I'm bored with these guys. But everything obviously came out then. And I think if anybody were trying to release a game now, you know, the first couple of weeks in December, it's because they want to hide it a little bit. Because all the big ones are out, the big guns,
There's a few decent ones that have come out this
month. Really? Okay, go on.
Donkey Kong Country
which
Returns.
Is the one that I've been playing.
Right.
That's the one I have played this month.
Any good?
I love it. Yeah. I really like Donkey Kong Country. I used to play it on the SNES.
Yeah.
And it's anybody that likes Donkey Kong is obviously going to love this. And anybody that's a fan of platformers, it's just a lot of fun, very bright colours, really nice graphics again for the Wii. And there's a few interesting ways you can integrate kind of the Wiimote and the motion into the game. So kind of like shaking the Wiimote lets you kind of bang through boulders and things like that. And you can play two player. I haven't played it two players yet. Somebody can be Diddy Kong. But Diddy's around anyway. He helps you kind of like catch the air with his, he's got like a booster pack on.
Yeah.
So that's really good. I haven't.
Based on P. Diddy, I believe, isn't he?
Oh yeah,
is that
absolutely.
True?
Yeah.
I thought that was the case.
That's a lot of fun, and it's been getting really good reviews, hasn't it?
Certainly has.
I've been enjoying. I'm going off on tangents. So I don't really care. I've been enjoying both of your tweets, and both of your tweets are very, very different. Because your tweets, Nick, are about Wii Speaks being dropped. We've got exclusive Batman trailer on the MSN website.
Hey, I've tweeted that.
You did tweet that, but then all your other tweets are like, oh man, it's like well cold, isn't it? I've got no food in. I'm a bit drunk. I think I'm going to be sick again.
Shut up, I've never tweeted that.
You tweeted it, I'm trying to think what you did, but you are.
You're following my personal account, not my MSN account.
Have I got the wrong account? Oh, so you getting stuck on trains and Teddington being shut and stuff like that. That's not MSN official business.
No, that's personal stuff.
I apologise. I've enjoyed both of your tweets. And we'll give out the tweet names towards the end.
So. Not a
personal one. But you did mention that Wii Speak is being dropped.
Yes.
Nick.
So kind of quietly.
Yeah. Remind us what Wii Speak was.
It was the plug-in microphone for the Wii, and you could just put it on your coffee table. So instead of having a headset on, which only you can hear, instead everybody in the room could chat.
Which was a good idea, wasn't it?
I think it sounds great. Yeah. I mean, just to be clear, they haven't officially said they're pulling this, but they appear to be scaling back.
Stock is disappearing.
The stocks of
and
it
are being replenished.
And it certainly looks that way. So,
and was it supported by many games? Or,
well, there's the trouble, really. Ah.
It's that Animal Crossing.
Well, yeah,
that was the big one, wasn't
that,
it?
Yeah.
So one game supported it.
Not many.
But it is a shame. I thought it had real potential. Yeah. That is certainly better than some of the other peripherals Nintendo has come up with.
Yeah.
Not to mention any names of the Vitality.
Well, no. Can we do that? This is a good forum topic. Mm. The most ridiculous peripherals. Let's try and focus, dear listener, on Nintendo, because Nintendo have come up with some amazing stuff. They've also come up with some mental stuff as well.
Yeah.
Another thing I got rid of this week was my Samba de Amigo. Although that was Sega, wasn't it? Originally, that was on the Dreamcast, like the Maracas.
Yeah.
It goes to the forum now, and the forum address is...
The forum address has moved.
Oh, God.
So, now, go to MSN Games, please. Go to MSN Games.
MSN Games.
We used to live in MSN taking gadgets. Right. Now we have a whole brand new games channel.
It looks good. I've been there.
Thank you.
Yes.
And now the podcast lives there.
Okay.
So, if you go onto MSN Games, you can't miss it. There's a header at the top of every single page.
Yeah.
Directs you into the podcast area. And go onto there and... Add your comments.
Go to the forum. We want to know the best. Let's try and focus on Nintendo peripherals. But if you come up with anything else that has appeared for a console or a home computer or anything like that, that you just go, what the hell were they thinking? I never understood. Do you remember there was a fashion for a while? I don't know what it was for the controllers, but you could twist the controllers.
Yes,
as well.
I remember
that. Was that the PlayStation? I could never work out what that was meant to
do. I think
that
was a PS2 controller, wasn't
it? Might have been.
And it was, something early version of motion control.
Something like that.
In a way.
And it was just obviously nonsense.
Yeah.
We were talking, I don't know if we mentioned it in the last podcast, we were talking about worst and best gaming peripherals. And what was it called? Was it for the Dreamcast? Which is like the one that you are the controller.
Yeah. It's the name escapes me now, though. But it was eight little bits of plastic that formed
like
a
hexagon
shape on the floor.
On the little YouTube video I watched, it looked amazing. I would have been sold by it, definitely.
Yeah, amazing in a kind of mid-90s way.
Yeah,
I remember
exactly.
For the Dreamcast as well, they had a game called Sega Bass Fishing, where you got a fishing rod.
Yeah.
That was awesome, man.
They re-released that for the Wii, haven't they?
Oh, it's a cracking
game. Yeah, I think so.
What they did is they combined early 90s faceless rock with fishing. Winning
amazing
combination. The winning, and you just said
it makes you wonder why no one did it sooner, really, doesn't it?
It was a good game.
Sounds fantastic.
Anyway, we were talking about something. We have got some business that we need to address. Let's talk about Tomb Raider.
Yes.
Is being reimagined.
Yes.
That scares
me.
Rebooted, that's it.
Yeah. As the game
rebooted phrase does worry me slightly.
Yeah, it's the latest trend, isn't it? We had Medal of Honor rebooted a couple of months ago, and it seems to be the way to go now once your gaming franchise has really run its course and everyone else has not only caught up with it but overtaken it.
Yeah.
This has certainly happened to Tomb Raider over the years. So what can we possibly do? I know, let's reboot it. Let's make Lara really young again and stick her on an island.
And this is like a prequel, another dirty made-up word, to the first Tomb Raider. So she's not had any of those adventures yet.
No, the cover for this game has Lara Croft as this young lady covered in mud and scratches and bruises and everything like that. It's all quite vicious.
Yeah.
But she's, for some reason, marooned on some island, and this is where she learns to do all of her amazing gymnastic techniques.
Is this where she meets the butler? Is the butler there? I like the butler.
Not been mentioned so far.
I do like the butler. Yeah. My favourite...
I'm
going to throw lots out to the forum today, because we'd have planned this, then we would have come up with those ideas. But this is, we're having a production meeting live as we record it. Mm. Peripheral characters in games. The characters on the fringes of games aren't really integral to the game, but they're kind of there. My vote goes for the butler in Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I like him carrying his tray around, and he's very slow. Who played him in the film? Was it Michael Caine in the last film?
I'm pleased to say I've never watched any of the
Nor
films.
Nor have I. Looking to Verity because she's a girl. Did you see the Tomb Raider film?
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay, my vote for the character who's not really involved in the game but is there is the butler in Tomb Raider. Go to the forum. You two have a little think, and maybe if something pops up during the podcast, shout it out loud.
Indeed, we shall come up with
one. When is this coming out? Do we know?
Coming out sometime next year. Watch this space.
Did Gran Turismo rear its
ugly
head? Is it out now?
Yes.
People can go and buy that game can they?
Finally dropped, as they say. GT5 has dropped.
You're using all the lingo.
I'm learning the lingo from Verity.
Wow.
She's been teaching me how to beat down
little hipsters. Is it any good?
Well, it's GT. It's,
I'm going to have some chocolate orange.
Dig in. More mince pies?
I will have a mince pie in a minute, thank you. I've got two pieces again. How did that happen?
Oh, you.
Sweet.
Sneaky.
Gran Turismo 5. It's Gran Turismo, basically. It's everything that you would expect. The thing that it hasn't done is moved the series on as much as people might have hoped.
Mm.
And I think after how many years was it in production?
Five.
6 years? Yeah, five,
2005,
six years.
E3, it was announced.
You know, it was always going to be something of a disappointment. in my opinion. But I'm not best placed to comment on it because I'm not really a huge fan of driving simulations. I prefer driving games that are stupid, like Need for Speed and Burnout.
I do remember spending way too much time on like Gran Turismo 1, probably. Trying to get my A star back. You had to do all the tests, and you have to do like 100 metres in under 10 seconds and then stop within this thing. And I spent too much time. And I thought, I'm not racing. I want to do some racing. I want to go and race cars. I don't want to go around this bend at 180 miles an hour without crashing. I want to drive and crash.
There was some really precise little tasks that were set for you, weren't there, in that. But we had a feature up on the MSN game site recently about the top selling games of the past 15 years, and all the Gran Turismo games feature in there quite heavily, of course, as they were. But 2001 Gran Turismo 2 was in there. Wasn't the top seller of that year. The top selling game of 2001, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I bought that game for my mother. My mum loves Millionaire, and so when I took my PlayStation home one year and said, "Mum, you're not going to believe what I got here," whacked it on. We were playing Millionaires. You didn't actually win £1 million if you
That's
got to the
shame.
End. Though.
It is a shame. Got like a million points.
And then I got do you know those DVD interactive games?
Yeah,
they were. I had a Millionaire one of them as well.
Good. Little used to annoy me because it was so slow. You'd click it and it'd be like. Hey, you got it right.
And then sometimes they'd freeze and you'd have to start again.
Yeah, that happened too many times.
Jeez. So going back slightly, we talked about Tomb Raider being rebooted. Halo is the rumour they're talking about. I'm never sure if I believe any of these Halo rumours. They're talking about remaking the original Halo using the Halo Reach engine. Is that what they're going to do? Why would they do that?
Very good question.
Thank you. Do you know the answer? They're doing it for the money. But Halo was a brilliant game at the time, but it did get a little bit flabby in the middle. I remember there were like three or four levels in, I think about 20 levels, I'm not sure. But there are a few levels in the middle that were the same thing and were very repetitive.
The bit in the library went on a bit, didn't it? Do you remember the library?
I don't remember the library bit.
You're just wandering around this vast building for what seemed like decades.
I don't remember the library. But, I remember just being on a hill for ages.
Yeah.
There's a hills.
There were a lot of hills in the first Halo. It's
so
true.
They're going to possibly redo it, and it'll look great, but...
I loved it. I loved the first Halo so much, and I played it to death. I don't want to see it again. Make something new. I'm a bit concerned about that gaming might be falling into the trap that you get in movies and music, where you just get remakes being pumped out all the time, because no one can be bothered to think of original ideas.
Yeah.
And that's what this sounds like a bit to me, really. Mm. And do we really need a remake of a game that we've already had only 10 years
ago? Were you a Halo fan?
No.
Really?
No, not really.
I remember the first time I played it was in Glasgow, because I was doing a terrible video game show called Thumbbats. It was awful. And my friend Alex Krotowski, who's now a doctor, who would have thought we'd live so long, she'd managed to borrow, Microsoft had lent her an Xbox. And I don't think they'd been released yet. No, they hadn't been released. And we sat in her hotel room, and she said, "I've got this game called Halo. Apparently it's amazing. Let's have a look." And it blew me away. Just suddenly, the scope of this game and the size, and it was an amazing game. But it can't come back.
I the reason I never really got into it was because I was quite late into getting into kind of the next gen consoles. Yeah. I was still playing PS2 and stuff like that for quite a while, especially when I was at uni and stuff. And it kind of passed me by while I was at university. And it's not really the type of game for me anyway, but I know how well loved it is, and I can't imagine them bringing it back, and I don't see why they would want to, because people still play like all the Halo games with as much
as go as and much buy it for a quid somewhere. You get it for a quid. Will it work on a 360?
No.
In that case, don't bother. I wouldn't bother.
You can get a PC version.
Is that any good? I don't like games on PC. I used to a little bit. I used to play a bit of Half-Life
when
it was all 56k dial-up.
I loved PC games,
but I just can't be bothered. I can't with the fingers and the you know, the buttons, and I want a controller. I want a fat controller in my hand. A TV with built-in PlayStation 2. What is this? Was another one of
That's
your psychedelic tweets?
That's
going
the future,
on.
Isn't it?
Sounds
and
amazing.
The future combined.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
It's amazing.
And it's not even that expensive.
No, 200 quid.
For an HDTV with a PlayStation 2 built in. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely like
good internet function as well. You can have internet video playing through it.
So I'm assuming it's a Sony TV, is it?
Yeah, Sony Bravia,
Why are they doing it that with a not with a PS3?
Well, I suppose they probably can't fit one in yet.
And they've probably got a load of PS2s they need to get rid of as well. They've got the stock load in the back of the office that they should shift as quickly as they can. This is kind of quite cool, though. Is this the first time that a games console has been combined?
I think so.
I know the GameCube, they had that beautiful silver GameCube. Did you ever see that? That was, I think, was like a home entertainment system.
That was that Panasonic version of it, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. They attached their own name to it.
Yeah, I saw one of those a couple of weeks ago. I could never quite work out what the deal with it was. If it was like a hi-fi, it looked like a hi-fi, but I don't know if it was or.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a combined unit. Did other functions as well as the games. But this Sony TV looks great. It's only a 22-inch size screen, so it's something for your bedroom.
Yeah, secondary TV.
Current gen consoles downstairs plugged into the main TV. Yep. Go upstairs, go to bed, and get the old PS2 on.
Oh, I like it.
Brilliant.
I like it. Although I still have my PS2, so.
I wouldn't like it at all. But other little bit of news that I spotted. Kinect has sold, as of going to press, 2.5 million.
Yep, 100,000 a day.
Thank you.
Pretty strong. Mm-hmm.
Move has shifted over 4 million units.
Mm-hmm. Had a little bit of a head start. A
little bit. I wonder who's going to win. I've still not had a go on Kinect. I'm keen to. I was in game the other day. Other high street stores are available. And I was kind of looking at it and thinking, it's just with the move, and there'd be no point in me getting it now because I won't be able to use it for a few weeks. Mm. And are you still both in love with your Kinect?
I still really like it. I've been playing it a bit more now since I don't know if I had it the last podcast.
I don't think you did. You had a go on one.
Yeah, well, I now have it, and I've got quite a few games for it. One of which I'm yet to play is the Harry Potter one, is Kinect.
Yes.
Which I'm interested.
I'm
interested to see how that one plays out because it feels like that's going to. I don't mean this in a bad way to all the Kinect ones, Kinect Sports and stuff, but it feels like a proper game that you're going to play through. And so I'm interested to see how that works. But my living room isn't quite big enough. It's just big enough.
Oh.
So if I back right up to my sofa, it's like, oh, you're in the good area because there's a good area, which is 6 feet away, and there's an excellent area, which is 10 feet away.
Wow.
No chance for the 10 feet in my living room. But if I'm playing, like, adventures or sports and I get, a little bit into it, I get, you start moving a little bit forward, and then it's like, oh!
Yeah, and it tells you off.
Get back!
My Xbox telling me off.
It does. I have the same problem. I've not got quite enough room in my lounge, so you do have to consider this before you actually go out.
I've been to your lounge, and it's beautiful, but yes, it's a little bit compact.
It is, yes.
So your Xbox constantly is having a go at you.
I've got just 6 feet of space, and
if I had, like, a small lounge, or I was a prisoner or something, and I didn't have the room to do that? That's discrimination against...
Well, I think so. I'm not sure they give Kinect out to prisoners.
They should do. No, they shouldn't do.
And the thing is as well, you can only do two players in the excellent area, so you have to have like 10 feet if you want to do two player. It can't read two player that close. But I do have a shelf behind my TV because I've got a CRT still, so it's massive.
Wow,
so I've got quite a big gap between like where my screen is and where I've got like a shelf. So I'm thinking of putting it up on the shelf and seeing if that does any. That's any better.
Well, let us know. Very
I
soon.
Will.
I'm sure the
I'll
listeners at home
back.
Are going. No, tell us now. You'll have to listen to the next podcast, the first one of 2011. We should have. I suppose we should have a little chat about what has been the highlight, our top kind of game or event of the year. I'm going to go straight in. It was this year, I think. Before I burst out, Beatles Rock Band. That was this year, wasn't it? Was it last year? Was it?
No, it was last year.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No,
going back a ways, eh?
That's it, I'm out then. I've got nothing else. Everything else that's been released this year has been awful. Was that really 2009?
Yeah.
Did you like it that much?
I loved it.
I like the Beatles and I like Rock Band, but I never heard anybody love it.
Do you know
that
it was 2009? Because I've been playing it before my little boy was born, yes. Mm. And my wife, when she was heavily pregnant, was playing the drums. And I said, are you sure you should be doing that? Yeah, it'll be fine. banging on the drums. I'm not sure in that. Because, Nick, what has been your game of the year highlight?
Fallout would have to be right.
You love Fallout.
I know that's quite predictable, really. So I would certainly put Limbo in there.
Yeah,
I loved Limbo so much.
Limbo, that was the Xbox Live game, the black and white little thing where
the dark little boy.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Spiders and things like that.
You did it without cheats.
I
had to use a walkthrough.
Yeah,
it was Dirty Secret.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
but it was a fantastic game.
Brilliant
game. And I know you won't like it, but Heavy Rain.
Oh, for goodness sake. When will you see the Emperor is wearing no clothes?
Heavy Rain, a fantastic game, and just something really, really different. It was a great start to the year.
It was different because it was really dull and pretentious and boring. But I love you, Nick. I've remembered a game that came out this year.
Yes.
It was Horace Goes Skiing. No, it was Red Dead Redemption, of course.
Oh.
Of course. That was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, 2010. Good game. Good year for games. Yep. Cowboys. Without a doubt, for me, the highlight, now I know where we are, graphics, in-depth storyline. You didn't have to have a shave or shake orange juice or get your child to do homework that you would have to do in lesser games. And then they released a zombie mode.
Well
done, Rockstar. Works for me.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, fair play.
Verity, I'm guessing it's going to be one of those hip-hop rap games.
Well, I have really enjoyed DJ Hero 2.
Yep.
It's just really addictive. You can't... We've got to go out. And then all of a sudden, it's like 2 hours later and you're still just on the party mode.
Sign of a good game when you do that.
I'm still really enjoying it. And yes, of course, Def Jam Rockstar. I've been looking forward to it since about March.
So you're still loving that?
Yes, I'm still loving that. I also really, really enjoyed Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Not really a driving game kind of a girl, really, but I really enjoyed that. I only got to play it at E3, and but the time I got with it there, I haven't actually played it since it's been out. But I think the visuals were just amazing, and I prefer, rather than just racing against other people, I much preferred the kind of the setup of Hot Pursuit with, you know, playing as a cop or playing as a bad guy, and I liked it just worked for me, and I thought it was really good.
There's been some good games this year. There's been a lot of hyped up games, the whole Call of Duty thing, the whole Halo versus Call of Duty war. I'm guessing Call of Duty won that hands down, I would have thought, in terms of sales figures.
It broke all the records once again.
Of course. What were you telling me about the new Call of Duty? I don't believe this for one second, but
it's a rumour, an internet rumour, once again, about the next year's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Could possibly feature Marines in space.
Yes.
Or Space Duty. I thought they were going to do. Was Black Ops? Was that? I've not played it yet. Still, was that? Was there a Vietnam chapter in there?
Yeah, Black Ops, Cold War era.
Okay, but Call of Duty in space.
Yeah,
sounds bobbins to me. That sounds like a ridiculous idea,
isn't it? Well, we were saying it's all a bit Halo-y. Like, were they?
To sound a bit like that, doesn't it?
Surely the next step is for these two companies to get together, shake hands, and have a Halo versus Call of Duty.
That would be cool.
It would be cool, or it could be Alien versus Predator cool. You know,
yeah,
it sounds cool, and then you get there and go, that was disappointing.
Yeah.
But it could be awesome.
Well, like they're doing next year, Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Are they actually doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, now that is going to be good.
So
I didn't know that was actually happening. I thought that was a rumour.
Yeah, Street Fighter Tekken X, is it, I think? Yeah.
Good name. They put an X at the end.
Yeah.
Because I played the kind of similar, but not quite. The Come on now.
Marvel versus Capcom.
Yes.
Who? Who said the right answer?
I said
Marvel versus Capcom.
As well, but you said Marvel and I said Tatsunoko.
Oh.
I said Capcom.
You said Capcom.
So
you're
right.
You
didn't say Capcom.
No, yeah. You're right. What?
Hang on a minute.
Anyway, Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Marvel,
that one.
Right, okay.
I do apologise.
This is so shoddy today. What can we do? It's Christmas.
Yeah, I played the most recent Marvel versus Capcom game at TGS.
Mm.
Awesome. Did get a little bit button bashy at one point, though, because you could either play on the controller or you could get an old school joystick and buttons. I got a little bit button bashy, I'm not going to lie. But I was playing against
There's nothing wrong with button bashing. All these people that learn.
I was playing next to this Japanese guy who was like, blah, 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 with all these little combinations, and I was like, I'm just going to bash some buttons.
And also, when the people.
I did take him down.
Did you? Yes. The people that know the combos, if they get beaten by a button basher, that was tough to say. Then if they get beaten by a button basher, they get really annoyed as well.
Yeah.
And you go, I'm just doing some of this.
Yeah.
Don't even have to look.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I do remember the first Tekken trying to learn the combos. Life's too short.
Yeah.
It's too short to kind of pick up on all that.
Which did you prefer, though? Tekken, Street Fighter,
Tekken? I was totally a Tekken guy.
Mortal Kombat?
Never.
No?
Silly. Mm. Silly game, Mortal Kombat. Mm. It's ridiculous. Rubbish.
said it.
I'm a Street Fighter girl, I think.
I'd go Tekken. Only because I was rubbish at Street Fighter. I always got beat.
Yeah, I did love Tekken on the PlayStation 1.
First Tekken on PlayStation, yeah. PS1 was awesome.
Yeah, you're
man.
Right, actually. I think I might be awesome.
I just, so I've got,
you know, when you have really fond memories of something when you were really young, like, so Street yeah. Fighter for me on the SNES, I was about, I don't even know, yeah. 9 or something. So that was, I have really fond memories of that because it was, so, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
But I think probably, now I come to think of it, Tekken, probably.
Can I throw another one in the mix? I was quite a fan of Soul Calibur.
Oh, yes.
Soul Calibur was a good game.
I never really played that in the arcades and stuff.
Yeah,
I never.
Dreamcast version was excellent game.
Mm. Mm.
What's happening in the future?
The future of
what
games.
Have we got? Well, let's confine ourselves to maybe the next 12, 18 months. What
sounds
is
reasonable.
Lined up for next year? I'm guessing a load more Kinect.
Loads of Kinect stuff
coming out.
Yeah, well, we should hear some more concrete stuff about what Kinect stuff is coming, I guess, from January onwards. But right. The hardcore style games that they announced back at TGS should get fleshed out a bit more. So yeah. we'll start to see what it can really do beyond what we've had so far.
That'd be good.
Gears of War 3, that's going to be coming out in, I think, April from memory.
You're a big Gears of War fan.
I like Gears of War in it. I think this one sounds quite interesting because it's got a four-player co-op mode in it, which they chose not to put in Gears of War 2 because they said at the time that it would interrupt the flow of the story too much.
Okay.
So hopefully the fact that four-player co-op is in Gears 3 means they don't give a monkeys about the story anymore, like everybody else, and we can just get on with blowing up the Locust. So that sounds like fun. And you get mech suits, possibly, as well, I think.
Oh,
so it's all going a bit crazy, a bit Lost Planet. L.A. Noire.
This is the Rockstar game that's been in production for a long time.
I'm mega excited about
it. I was supposed to go and see a little screening, but I didn't go in the end. I was having a doze. Mm. But you went and saw.
Did you get,
was it hands-on or was it just watching
a
trailer?
No. Just more than a trailer, watching actual gameplay.
Okay.
So the PR guys sat there playing it while you're in the room.
Yeah.
So it's live gameplay, but didn't get to get hold of it. But it looks spectacular. Mm. It looks really, really
so
cool.
Good. It's something that I'd definitely be really
and
interested
this is,
in.
Yeah. You read their faces to see whether they're lying and stuff, and it's that detailed.
It sounds to me, because as I've spoken about before, I'm used to be quite a big point and click fan. You say it's kind of like, it's not a point and click, obviously, but it's kind of somebody picking up clues and going to speak to people and reading their.
Mm. That's how it felt to me watching the gameplay. It was like the old classic point and click adventures in a way, because you are in this whole living, breathing city in the classic Rockstar way. It's set in 40s in LA, and you can imagine that you might think it would just be like GTA. With loads of 40-star mobsters. Mm. But although it has this living, breathing city, it's not quite like that, because there's lots of set-piece areas that you go to, and you kind of travel through the city. You don't necessarily get involved with it on your way through.
Mm.
The key to the game is investigating all of these cases
as
you're going around. And, as you're saying, hunting for clues on crime scenes and interrogating suspects, and that's where this whole thing about reading people comes into play, because they've got this very, very high-tech method of putting the faces of the characters into the game, so that when you're watching it pretty much feels like watching a film. It's quite incredible. You compare it to any game that's currently out and look at the facial animation of the characters as they're talking.
Yeah.
And it still looks really stilted, all of those games.
Of course.
You know, anything like from Fallout to Fable, and all of those games, it looks a bit clunky. This just looks perfectly natural.
Really?
It's quite incredible. There's a couple of trailers out online at the moment that you can go see, and that gives a really good
I want to believe it, and I'm a big fan of Rockstar. They've done amazing games, of course they have.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm kind of getting that whole, what's his name, Milo?
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah,
I'm getting the Molyneux vibe that they're selling, and the fact that you couldn't have a go on it,
yeah,
it just makes me think it can't be as good as they're saying it is, can it?
It looks beautiful.
Yeah,
it really does. The best comparison I can make is if you imagine that a game with really amazing looking cutscenes that was actually the gameplay all the
game.
Way through, and this is it's like that.
Yeah,
the only caveat I'd attach to it is will the gameplay be fast-paced enough to keep everyone going? Is there a place in the mainstream for this slightly slower paced kind of gameplay, like
yes.
you get in point and click?
Yes, there is.
She's keen.
I think there is, but it, you know, if people come in with GTA expectations,
yes,
then
of course.
I'm not sure that's going to carry across. Mm.
I'm looking forward to Dead Space 2.
Is that coming out this next year?
Yeah, quite early, January. 2011. Yeah, January.
I say it's an odd time to release a game. I'm guessing a lot of games will be traded in after Christmas, because you get the hardcore gamers, they're getting the game, they'll complete it by Boxing Day.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's not a bad time to release a game and avoid
the crush.
It's quite
popular now, because you run away from the Call of Duty sales period, and everyone's calmed down on that by then, and you can have the floor to yourself a bit.
And do we know anything about it? More of the same?
Yeah, it looks really good. It looks scary as hell for start. It's still Isaac. He's trapped in space, obviously, and he is trying to get off of this and get back to. You know more of this, don't you?
He's chomping on a mince pie. He can't help us.
He's trying to get back to the girl. He's got
a bit of time there.
there's a love interest, right? He's trying to get back to now.
You've thrown me with the love interest.
Maybe I'm wrong. Ignore the love interest.
No, it's official. Verity from Gamecast, MSN. Gamecast says there is a love interest in Dead Space 2.
It's not. Obviously.
Isaac gets it on.
Getting it on.
Right.
Do they make sexy games anymore? There was a...
Leisure Suit Larry.
That was quite sexy, wasn't it? I remember that a game on the Commodore 64. I remember there being Sam Fox Strip Poker on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And there was a game on the Commodore 64, and I don't know what it's called, but you had to waggle the joystick.
Oh, really?
To reach a point of expressing your pleasure, I think is the best way I can
say
it.
Oh, my dear Lord.
And you had to, waggle it.
And that was C64?
That was on C64, yeah. That was the...
Oh, wow.
I just probably can't say...
James Cast rated 18.
Well, I probably can't say, so I'm just doing the sound, so you get the idea. Mm. And there was... I remember Sextris, that was Tetris... This is true. I remember talking to what's the guy's name, Pajitnov, who wrote Tetris, about this Sextris. So it's exactly the same thing, but it's men and women falling in different shapes, and you had to get them so that they would
interlock.
Thank you. And then they would move a bit, and then they disappear. So Sextris.
That's brilliant.
Sexy game. Keep it clean on the forum, though, people, please. You have young eyes there.
I had a point and click, which looked like a normal point and click. I can't even remember the name of it now. I've still got it at home, though. And I was 15 or something. My parents bought it for me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Just to look like a normal point and click. Basically, I was walking around like some sort of enchanted forest.
Yeah.
It was this girl, long blonde hair, ridiculously proportioned. But I was only halfway through it, and then I realised she would, like, do things to get her help.
Yes.
Yeah, she would.
Okay.
I remember being like, well, I wasn't expecting that.
No. Jeez, you've given us food for thought there.
Wow,
Nick Shockey's never heard of a sexy game. Look, he's like,
no.
Oh, you missed out
I don't
on
know
this.
How we got onto this from Dead Space 2.
No. Love interest.
Love interest.
It.
There is no love interest in Dead Space 2. I'm getting confused. But he's trying to get...
Nicely got out of.
Thanks. There's all the necromorphs, even more scary necromorphs. There's one called the puker, which pukes all over you. It's disgusting.
What is it with games and puking? There's loads of those these days. It's like Left 4 Dead had the spewers.
There's some really scary necromorphs, though.
Red Dead as well.
Ones that look like babies, and then they, like, chew your face off. It's horrible. Oh, they're horrible. And one with, like, these... It looks like a praying mantis, but it's massive.
Yeah.
With these really pointy arms, and then you can rip the arm off and then... Dab it with it.
And that scares you, does it?
Well, when they jump out of nowhere. No, it's a bit creepy. That's
you
not
said
what's...
yes.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Well, what scares me is when it makes you jump.
That's scary.
Hey, what's going on?
I
think
there's
we are.
Tension in the room.
I think I'm being picked on.
No,
right
I'm not
now.
Being picked on at all. I just have a theory that there is no such thing as a scary game. I don't think games can
scare. Did Resident Evil 1 not scare you? Because it scared the hell out of me. I used to sit on the PlayStation 1 going, oh, can't go through this door. Ah! It scared the hell out of me.
I don't think it did. And that's not criticism of you. I wish that I was as much of a chicken that games could scare me like that. But I don't think there's such a thing as a scary game. Don't hate me for it. I don't hate you for your beliefs. Your strange beliefs.
Look, it's not that the enemies are scary. I don't look at them and go, I can't look at you, so scary. It's when they jump through a window and it goes, bah! like that. That is what's scary. Like, just like in the films.
Yeah.
Oh, Wes.
No, I don't. I just don't want to fall out with you. It's got a little bit tense here. Christmas special.
Hey, that Terry's chocolate orange, none for you.
You were fighting last month as well about 3D TV, I seem to remember.
Hey, and I got support on the forum about that.
Let's have a look at the forum. What have they said on the... Oh, Addy99. Hi, guys. I think Verity is right about 3D, sadly, Ian.
Boom.
But that doesn't even mean anything, really. I would like to know all your personal best and worst games of 2010. Worst games of 2010. We've not really mentioned that. Was there a game that you thought was a real stinker? Bearing in mind, I thought Beatles Rock Band came out this year. I haven't got a clue. Jeez.
I'll have to overthink about that.
Okay.
I can do it on a bit of a smaller scale. You know, Plants vs. Zombies?
Yeah.
That won quite a few awards at the Golden Joysticks, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And I downloaded it, and I was a little bit disappointed by
really?
That. Yeah. I got a bit bored. I was like... This is, a bit
is that the one where they had to take out the Michael Jackson reference? Is that Plants vs. Zombies?
Oh, there is like a... Yeah, possibly. Mm. There is like one of the zombies comes across and dances and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe. I think it was Jacko, and they had to take a bit out or something.
But yeah, I'd heard nothing but good things about it, but I got a little bit bored by it.
Mm.
But I mean, that's on a bit of a smaller scale, not necessarily a big game. But that I was, because considering it won so many awards, I was quite disappointed.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I found it quite entertaining as the kind of casual game, sort of Angry Birds.
I'm
style,
more of an Angry Birds girl myself.
But
Johnny J 26, I don't think the whole 3D thing will take off. The NHS glasses, for one thing, is a put off. Remember the NHS glasses, the big sort of brown. I like them. They should make a comeback.
I used to have a pair.
They
of glasses.
Are making
Thank
a comeback. Aren't
are
they?
Tortoiseshell.
All these people that pretend to be geeks haven't even got lenses in them.
Yeah, you're true. Actually, are you aware of Merton, the chat roulette piano guy?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I met him. He's now my new best friend.
Oh yeah.
I went to
amazing.
A gig with him the other night. We came on my radio show. He's the nicest bloke. I've seen him without his disguise on. I know his name. But he came on radio show, and then we sort of went out for dinner one night. It was in full disguise.
Yeah.
He said, oh, there's an open mic night over the road. Do you want to come with me and maybe we'll do some songs and stuff? And I said, yeah, all right. And he got up, and everyone's singing all these proper ballads about, you broke my heart, I love you. Then he gets up with his hoodie on and his glasses, which don't have glass in. That's why he's popped into my head. And then starts making up songs about everything in the audience. It was the coolest thing.
He is absolutely
He's
amazing.
Brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's absolutely brilliant.
That's great.
But doesn't have glass in his glasses. That was what the reason was. sorry, Johnny J 26 says, now they're developing 3D without glasses, just another excuse to empty your pockets. Best game of 2010, Fallout New Vegas, even though it has more bugs than an Austin Maestro. And worst, Heavy Rain, great graphics, but nah, sorry. When I have to sit and shake, press buttons and all sorts just to brush my teeth in a video game, I give up. I'm with Johnny J26.
Oh, no, I quite liked Heavy Rain. I'm with Nick.
Okay.
Battle lines are drawn.
Matt419 says, I think Halo Reach was the best game of 2010. I think it was overlooked because of Call of Duty, but Halo was better. Worst game was Alan Wake. Great graphics, but it was too boring and too slow to start. Two O's in two, but well, good effort. Well done.
Yeah, I don't...
I should try and educate them as well, I think.
Alan Wake was a bit overhyped, I think, in the end.
I thought you quite liked Alan. You got into it at the start.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it, but I think it put a lot of people off because they expected something a little bit more than what it offered. Because it had been made for so long. Some of the gameplay, and particularly graphics, were a little bit dated.
What else? Anything you see in there, Nick or Verity, that is worthy? A bit quiet on the forum this month. Kids, come on.
Everyone's got lost. This is the trouble.
Yeah.
Everyone's,
tell them where we have to. Tell them where they
we
have
live
to go
on
again.
MSN Games now. Come to MSN Games.
Yep.
If you've been finding us on Tech and Gadgets, we don't live there anymore. We've moved. And we've got little signs up and everything directing you over to MSN Games. Click on the banners on the top of every single page on MSN Games. You will come through to the podcast blog. That's where we live. That's where we need your comments from now on.
And we've got quite a few things that we've mentioned this month. Weirdest, oddest peripheral, the hardware styly. Your favourite sort of side character in a computer game. Mine is the butler from Tomb Raider. Have you come up with anyone, Nick? Do you think of anyone?
I've been thinking about other things.
Me too. Verity, have you come up with... I like the ghosts on Pac-Man as well. They're all inky, winky, blinky, and the last one doesn't rhyme. It's like...
Stinky.
I don't think it is. It's something... I think there might be a stinky, but there's one that doesn't rhyme. It's like bluey or something.
We've had this
before. We did do this before, didn't we?
And he's just...
The last
Clyde.
Ghost.
Clyde.
Clyde. Well done. There you go. That was it. This weird random name that's come from some Japanese dude's head. Clyde, yeah, that's a good name. I'll call the ghost Clyde.
What are you looking forward to in 2011? What's the biggest game for you coming up in the next 12 months?
I think that is all of our business. I did say we'd mention our Twitter addresses. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Ian Lee, IAINLEE. Nick?
I am MSN Tech Nick.
And it's Nick, NIK.
That's correct.
Verity?
MSN Tech Verity.
You're giving that. I need to follow you on that one, I think. We'll be back in the new year, I guess.
We will.
Cross, touch wood. I guess have a lovely Christmas. I don't know how you end these Christmas specials. Have a nice Christmas, eat lots of food, watch a load of James Bond films on the telly and play computer games, and we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, happy new year.
Happy new year.
Always saying that now as well, aren't we? Oh, happy new year. Ta-ta.
Gamecast from MSN.